Oh, nothing works. Nothing works. I've got a bit of a problem, to be honest. I went out with this mate the other day, right? And I met up with this girl, right? And I mean, she was well fit, right? She was one of them foreign birds. She was from like Poland. She was from Poland, where I've been before. And I'll say that Polish birds are well fit. But I get the impression that she was a bit loose, and I caught something off her, and I was itchy, and all this, like, it was horrible. And I went to the doctor, and I don't know where he was from, but I had trouble understanding him. But I think he said I had pubic mice. So I understand the pubic mice. They're like very, very small mice that live in your pubes, and they like feed off your knob cheese or something. And I first of something like that. But I had an idea. I could try and draw them out, look, using cheese. So I brought some cheese, and it's not working. So I can't get rid of them. And to be honest, I don't know what to do. But all I could say is you've got to be careful. Be careful with who you're involved with, you know what I mean? Otherwise, you're a serious risk of catching something very, very nasty, and in particular, pubic mice. And frankly, I wouldn't recommend it. Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of The Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to talk about something which is going to be very, very relevant to the future switch, which I believe is going to happen over the next century or so, towards people being more conservative and more, or over the next decade, more conservative and more religious, and also towards the future sort of collapse of civilization, in which, literally civilization, numbers of people start to decline and polities come apart. And that is the rise in sexually transmitted diseases. Now, this is something that is not necessarily discussed very much in the mainstream media, and I don't really know why it's not, because it seems to me to be very important. There is a crisis at the moment in Europe and in America, in Western countries, in sexually transmitted diseases. Sexually transmitted diseases that we thought had died off are now back on the rise. And a reasonable explanation for that is something that we have looked at before on this programme, which is, well, it's two things, which is declining intelligence, collapsing intelligence, a growing underclass who have very, very low intelligence, a culture which has been set off by a certain percentage of the population becoming highly individualistic, about 20%, which, due to evolutionary reasons we've looked at before, which has flipped over the whole society into being individualistic and obsessed with sex and whatever, meaning that sexual promiscuity is perfectly acceptable. And moreover, since the Industrial Revolution, the collapse of our genome, the collapse of Darwinian selection pressures, meaning that lots and lots of people have now very, very, who wouldn't have survived under harsh Darwinian conditions when child mortality was 50%, it's now 1%. So these people have poor immune systems, and they are therefore prone to all kinds of diseases, including the inability to fight off sexually transmitted diseases. And so therefore, the rise in sexually transmitted diseases is potentially an absolute disaster that is going to make things worse. In Los Angeles, according to recent data, between the year 2000 and the year 2015, the amount of people with syphilis has risen by 74%. A lot of these people use crystal meth and things like this. This, of course, lowers inhibition. And so it means that people who normally wouldn't have sex or would use a condom or whatever, their inhibition is lowered. And so they end up having unprotected sex with people that have STDs, and the STDs spread. In 2010, in this area, in Los Angeles, it was noted an increase in hereditary syphilis. That is to say, babies that are born with a kind of blueberry muffin shape on their tummies. This is a sign of hereditary syphilis. Between 2012 and 2019, there has been in Los Angeles a 279% increase in cases of hereditary syphilis, in cases of babies born with syphilis. This is an illness which was believed to be pretty much stamped out. And now it is back, and it is back with a vengeance, due to basically low IQ people taking drugs, losing their inhibitions, and living in a culture in which free sexuality is completely acceptable, and they are inculcated from school to think this is perfectly fine. The result is they're too low in IQ to use the necessary measures. The result is a huge increase. In one area of California, I think it's called Fresno, between 2018 and 2020, there has been a rise in syphilis of 900%. In London, we have the same kind of problem. 1 in 100 people in London now have gonorrhea. Between 2018 and last year, there was an increase in gonorrhea of 20%. The between 2015 and 2019, in one particular area of London, this is Lambeth, there was an increase of 71%. In Lambeth, 1,000 in 100,000 people on average have gonorrhea, and this is, by the way, a very poor area of London. This is a very, very poor, impoverished area of London where we would expect people with relatively low IQ to live. Remember, IQ is about 0.8 genetic, so it's highly, highly to do with genes, and it predicts basically all kinds of bad life outcomes, including poverty, and including taking drugs, including criminality, and including basically getting sexually transmitted diseases. Now, by contrast, in the London borough of Sutton, which is one of the wealthiest areas of London, only 10 people in every 100,000 have gonorrhea. So that's a massive difference between the borough of Lambeth and the borough of Sutton. So this is telling you this is a low IQ issue. This is people that have low IQ are increasingly getting sexually transmitted diseases in a way they didn't used to. Now, why would this be the case? Well, partly it's just going to be because they have low IQ. If you combine that with a culture which says that free love and free sexuality is increasingly acceptable, as IQ goes down, and as people come apart, so based on IQ, based on cognitive stratification, so they're no longer going to have anything to do with people that have relatively high IQ, then you can see how all of these factors together are going to help to influence a huge rise in STDs. Now, in Britain, chlamydia. Chlamydia has gone up by 20% since 2015, gonorrhea by 50% since 2015, and syphilis by 70% since 2015. In Britain, between 2009 and 2021, there has been a 249% increase in gonorrhea. Among homosexual men, it is even higher. They call them MSM in the literature. There has been in this period a 643% increase in the prevalence of gonorrhea. And this has been put down to sort of raucous parties and things like this, in which people take drugs and so on and experiment and they lose their inhibitions. And so this is another thing that is that our culture is setting off, that it's perfectly acceptable to have these kinds of raucous parties. It's perfectly acceptable to take certain kinds of drugs. It's perfectly acceptable to get fantastically drunk, whatever. It's perfectly acceptable to live this hedonistic lifestyle in a way that even 20 years ago or 30 years ago, it was less acceptable. And if you combine that with decreasing intelligence, you combine that with social stratification based on intelligence, then you can see how these kinds of things might, and you combine that with decreasing genetic health as well, then you can see how these kinds of sudden shifts can take place, where we have engaged in a very sudden shift to a very dramatic rise in sexually transmitted diseases. Now, it should be emphasised, this is not a general thing. This is not happening across society. This is very specifically happening, and this is important in terms of the cultural element, this is very specifically happening among young people. It is very specifically happening, I'll put all the data in the below the video, among those aged between 15 and 24. And it is among those people that there is a huge rise. Between 2020, syphilis has risen among people aged 15 to 24 by 24%. So we see it is very specifically in that age group. In fact, it has been found that half of the increase in these sexually transmitted diseases, is among those who are aged between 15 and 24. So this is a phenomenon of very young people. Older people are, first of all, they're going to be more reserved, they're going to have higher conscientiousness, they're going to have higher impulse control, they're going to have higher agreeableness, and they're going to have higher objective, you know, intelligence. I mean, like, intelligence goes up with raw intelligence, I mean, not IQ. The ability to solve cognitive problems increases with age. And so you would expect, for all these reasons, that older people, but also older people would have been brought up in a culture where it has been made clear to you that you have to use protection, that you, of course, mustn't take drugs, that you have to be careful about raucous partying and all of this sort of stuff. Young people, we can argue, have been brought up in a culture of very, very extreme hedonism, in which the most important thing is how you feel. The most important thing is how you feel at the time. The most important thing is what's good for you and your self-actualization. And you can see how this would militate against doing sensible things and taking sensible precautions. Add to that the fact that young people are relatively low in conscientiousness, impulse control, relatively low in agreeableness. They're disinclined to think about the future, and they are and they're going to be on average less intelligent than basically any generation for a very long time. I've looked in other videos at how our average IQ is now back where it was in probably about 1600. So the latest generation, Generation Z, are going to be the least intelligent generation that has lived in, let's say, England since 1600, which was, of course, a very impulsive and violent society with lots of fighting and murder. Then you can see how it would be that generation that would be, A, affect, you know, lower in IQ, meaning they'd be more likely to get sexually transmitted diseases, B, they would be lower in the personality traits that were relevant, and C, they have been pushed down a maladaptive roadmap, which has told them that the most important thing is basically how they feel at the time and what they feel, rather than thinking about anything else or thinking about even their own health. So this is a very much a young people thing. Now, why is this happening? Well, as I've said before, first of all, we know we are selecting for low intelligence. There is a -0.2 correlation between IQ and the number of children you had, and this has been robust for about 100 years. Why does this relationship exist? Well, the first reason is simply that we were under harsh Darwinian selection pressure until about the Industrial Revolution of 1800. Then we bring in inoculations and medicine and better conditions and whatever, and therefore you had previously a situation where there was the richer 50% of the population had double the surviving fertility or something like that of the poorer 50%. Suddenly you have basically better conditions, so the poorer people can survive better and their children can survive better. The result is that we would expect intelligence, which is highly genetic, to go down. We know intelligence is a function of social class. Intelligence between in England, it's been shown between about 1200 and 1950 was about, or social status rather, was about 0.7 heritable. A big part of social class is intelligence, and it's been demonstrated that the genes that are associated with low intelligence are also the alleles essentially that IQ is associated with alleles that predict poor health, that predict heart disease and predict strokes and all kinds of things, which I've looked at in other videos. And so what that's showing you is that until about 1800, we run harsh Darwinian selection pressures for intelligence, yes, but also for genetic health, genetic mental health and genetic physical health. Therefore, intelligence is typically related to genetic mental health and genetic physical health because they were being selected for concomitantly. With the collapse of Darwinian selection pressures, therefore, both of these go down, and therefore you would expect people that had low IQ to have poor genetic health, and you would expect, as genetic health decreased, you would expect IQ to decrease. This is what's happening. The second reason is cultural. It's the rise of contraception. People that have poor impulse control, don't think of the future as much, they're less intelligent, they're less inclined to use contraception, they get pregnant by accident. The third reason is feminism. Feminism means that women who are of high IQ and whatever, they dedicate their 20s and even the first half of their 30s to their careers, and they limit their fertility. They only have one child, if they have any children at all. Whereas low IQ women will just get pregnant very, very young by a variety of men, meaning that by the time the more intelligent women are about 40 and having their first child, these women are grandmothers. And so they don't just have more children, they have more generations. Another reason is welfare. Welfare permits those that have very low IQ, the average person on welfare has an IQ of 85 or below, to have lots and lots of children, which they do because they game the system in order to get council house, in order to get more child support, which they can spend on whatever they like or whatever. And so therefore welfare helps to make the system worse. And it's been shown in Britain that if you divide between those where both parents are working, IQ of 100, those where one parent is working, IQ of 90, and those where neither parent are working, IQ of 85, 80. It's only the latter category, the welfare people, that have above replacement fertility. So basically what we have is a huge growing underclass. These people are going to have very, very low intelligence and very other traits as well, very poor impulse control. And those people are very, very high, highly sexed and not think about the future. And so as those people grow and as they separate themselves off and associate only with other people like them, which is what cognitive stratification and a meritocracy allows you to happen, then eventually you can start to see that there would be a rise in sexually transmitted diseases. And this would be more pronounced among young people because young people are reflecting this growing underclass, this declining intelligence that we are seeing. Another thing that we seem to be breeding for is basically low conscientiousness, low impulse control. Indeed, people that have ADHD, a big part of which is low impulse control, have higher fertility than those who don't. So we're breeding for people that have low impulse control, that will therefore be disinclined to think about the future, disinclined to use contraception, highly inclined to basically take risks. And of course, therefore, they are going to pick up sexually transmitted diseases. So effectively, we have a crumbling genome of people that are increasingly genetically sick, that are increasingly have low intelligence, are increasingly unable to plan for the future. And they are then raised in a culture which says that you should think about your feelings, that you should basically live for the now, that you should be hedonistic, that where sex is very strongly promoted everywhere and sexuality is very strongly promoted everywhere. Look at any newspaper, look at the sidebar on the Mail Online. Everything is about sex. And sex is not something that is taboo and shameful and has to be controlled. And you can see how that creates a perfect storm for a big rise in sexually transmitted diseases. And this is now what is happening. Now, what could make this worse, and it probably is making it worse, is then that you are also, the other thing that predicts breeding is being conservative, is being religious, is being right-wing. Indeed, if you control for intelligence, that is the key thing that predicts breeding. So what we would predict is a kind of polarization, really, whereby on the one hand you're going to get these sort of fast life history strategists, live now, die young people with low IQ and low impulse control and whatever, having lots of children. But on the other hand, you're going to get those who are very, very different from that, the religious conservatives having lots of children, because the environment is telling you that you should live fast, die young, that you should be hedonistic, that you should basically shouldn't have families and you shouldn't have children and it's bad for the environment to have children and all this, so you should feel guilty as a white person to have children. The people that are going to be resistant to that are going to be those who are too low in IQ to imbibe that anti-having children idea, or just unable to avoid having children because of their low impulse control, and those that for genetic reasons are very, very strongly desirous to have children. Now, who are those people going to be? Well, one group of them is going to be what you might call the remnant normal population. We were under harsh Darwinian selection pressures until about 1800 for being intelligent, yes, for being physically and mentally healthy, yes, but also for being religious. And we know that. We've traced across time that people have become more religious across time. Religiousness is associated with having children. Religiousness is associated with mental health. Religiousness is associated with physical health at the genetic level in both cases. Religiousness is associated with being group-oriented, and computer models indicate that groups that are high in positive ethnocentrism, that is to say cooperating with each other, and negative ethnocentrism, that is to say repelling the outsider, and those views tend to be made into the will of God by traditional religions, are more likely to dominate others. Religiousness can be found in all cultures. There are specific parts of the brain that seem to be associated with religiousness. And so, and those parts cross over with being group oriented. So on every level, we can see that religiousness was kind of the genetic norm. And so you're going to get a remnant normal population that are very, very strongly genetically religious and conservative. And by the way, religiousness and conservatism, having been right-wing, basically, very strongly cross over. And what that tends to involve is putting values of group orientation above values of individuals, above values of how you feel and equality and things like that. And so you would expect those people to eventually become a large percentage of the population, as other people simply don't breed. And we know that one of the things that predicts not breeding is being irreligious and being liberal. And they will hold, if they get into positions of power, they will hold the whole of society to their high religious and moral standards based around sexual constancy and that kind of thing. They won't teach about sexuality in schools because sexuality should only occur within the context of holy matrimony. They won't teach about how to use contraception because what's the point of that? You should want to have children within marriage. They won't teach about drugs because drugs would be anathema. How would you even know about them? And so this would actually potentially make things even worse for this underclass. And so what you would basically then eventually expect to happen as you get more and more, as the IQ of the society goes down, is that the amount of money would just dry up. Eventually the underclass would be bigger and bigger and bigger. The underclass would be 20%, 30%, 40% of the society, people that simply can't work. And the IQ of the society would go down. We would be unable to do things we used to be able to do. And society would become much less intelligent. There would be just no money. And if that happened, then you would expect sexually transmitted diseases to explode. And this is actually, you know, what we are beginning to see. We are seeing an explosion, certainly, in sexually transmitted diseases. Now, this sets off an interesting thing in terms of conservatism and religiousness, because it sets off high mortality salience. If lots of people have STDs, you have lots of people dying, you have high mortality salience. This tends to make people more religious, it's been shown in experiments, and more conservative. So this would itself, it would be a self-perpetuating system. This would make the religious more religious. Then you'd also have simply high disease salience. It's been shown that where there's a high level of disease, where there's a high level, then people are specifically diseased. People, again, become more conservative, more religious, because it causes them to avoid the other. It's been shown that where there are societies where there's lots and lots of disease, lots and lots of parasites, high parasite stress, then you get more religions in those areas. And you do that because you get more groups and more people avoiding each other and avoiding those who are different, underpinned by the will of God to do so, because they don't want to catch disease. And people who are conservative and religious, by the way, tend to be much higher in disgust than people who are not. So, and people who are religious tend to regard those that don't hold their religion as disgusting. And the reason they do, it could be argued, is that religiousness is highly genetic. And so in a harsh kind of ecology, you need to be with people that are genetically similar to you so that your children carry on the line of whatever these adaptive traits are, which the group has, which is helping them to survive. So you should be disgusted by outsiders. If there's lots and lots of parasite stress, you should be even more disgusted by outsiders. And so that's what you see. And so therefore, this would push up religiousness, push up a sense of the out-group and whatever, make people more religious, more conservative. And you can see how this would then impact the system, because it would make people start to see those that were part of the underclass that had STDs as almost like a different species. They would be people to be avoided. They would be people to be shunned. They would be people from Sodom and Gomorrah who were sort of devilish and certainly not part of the religious group, and that you had to sort of keep away from. It would be like Victorian England, where the underclass would be regarded as sort of inherently dirty. No understanding in those days of how bacteria works or anything. So you just have a sense of miasma. And miasma is associated with certain areas, i.e. poor areas, and indeed with certain people. And so you can see how this would elevate religiousness and elevate conservatism in a context in which it was already increasing in prevalence among a section of society due to breeding patterns. It would be increased by the rise in STDs. And it would become utterly shameful to have anyone in your family that had or had ever had a sexually transmitted disease, just as it used to be utterly shameful to have someone in your family that had ever suffered from a serious mental illness, because these things were understood to be highly, highly hereditary, and therefore it was a stain on your family. And that's why they had to put into a mental home these relatives of the Queen Mother's when she married the Duke of York. So that is what seems to be happening. We have an outbreak of STDs. It is, as we become less intelligent and less another thing that would make it worse then is if you would have something like COVID-19, then as the genome crumbles and as people's health would be impacted by STDs, this would be even more damaging than it might otherwise be, which would then potentially cause death in a big way and reduce the population. So these are the kind of things that we might be predicting to be happening as a result of our crumbling genome. We have a rise and a low IQ. We have a rise in STDs, and this could have all kinds of fascinating impacts on the future of the West. Well, I'd like to thank a chap by the name of Email Address, or Henry English, for this idea for this video. It's a jolly interesting thing to research, and I'd like to thank you all for listening. I hope this has been of interest, and if it has, please subscribe. It really helps if you do that. Remember, I live stream on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. in New York. I do a video once a week normally. Please help fund the show. You can see where to do so below, and I will see you soon, and goodbye!